fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. The festive season is full of celebration and excitement for families. It's the school holidays and a prime time for outdoor activities and gatherings, but it's also a time when the risk of injuries to children can increase. Injuries are the leading cause of death in Australian children from birth to age 14. Nearly half of all deaths in children from this age group are from injury. Many of these injuries are preventable, however. Joining us this morning to discuss how to prevent child injuries over the holiday season is Scott Phillips, CEO of KidSafe WA. Welcome, Scott, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Maddie.
So why is there an increased risk of injuries to children at this time of year especially?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but we know that most injuries to children happen in their own home. So at this time of year, we've got everyone at home and no one's at school. We've got a change of routine and probably both parents and children are trying to chill out, and there's a little bit of inattentiveness in that. At the same time, we've also probably got a lot of people visiting, so we've got lots, you know, cars moving around in unfamiliar streets and driveways, and it just poses a little bit more danger to children at this time of year.
So in the lead up to Christmas, a lot of people are searching for presents. What advice would you give to people looking for safe gifts for kids during this time?
Well, when we go to buy gifts, it's really important that we buy something that's size appropriate and age appropriate. There's a lot of work done in Australia on, you know, putting age ranges on gifts, and that's really about choking hazards and making sure it's, you know, it's appropriate to the size of the child so that we don't have any injuries. The other thing is we buy a lot of sporting equipment this time of year, so scooters and skateboards or bikes, but sometimes we forget to buy the safety equipment that may go with that. And again, that equipment needs to be fit for purpose, so the helmet needs to fit, the knee guards need to fit. We shouldn't be buying things that will last for a few more years, so a size up. And the other thing is just to, you know, be careful if you're buying things like trampolines or pool toys to make sure they meet the Australian standards. And that's normally on the packaging. But, you know, we want things that have been tested for children just to make sure that keeps them safe.
Now, last week we had a huge segment about sunscreen. So with the weather warming up, families are spending more time outdoors. What sort of dangers should parents be aware of around this time of year?
Well, because we're outdoors again, I think driveways become a real hazard. We've got, as I said, we've got lots of people visiting and moving around unfamiliar streets. And at the same time, we've got a lot of children out in the heat on their new bikes, new skateboards, new scooters. So just being careful and making sure they're supervised. And if you are driving into an unfamiliar suburban street, just be aware there'll be a lot of children around. Hot cars becomes an issue at this time of the year. We know that it takes 15 minutes for the temperature in a car to raise to 30 degrees higher than outside. So yesterday we would have had, you know, cars at 70 degrees inside. So never leave children in a car while you do a quick errand, because quite often that 5 minute errand can turn into 10, 15 as you line up. So try and do that without the children in the car. And that extends to older parents and also your pets in the car. Another thing is we really need to find some nice shady spots away from roads for our children to practice on some of the things that, you know, they have around Christmas time. So they get bikes and skates, players and scooters again, but really putting some time aside in a nice shady park, you know, one of these playgrounds that allows them to practice.
Beautiful. And it's also a time where there is an increase in water activities. So what are some of your go-to tips for families around water safety?
Well, two things pop out at this time of year. One is we celebrate in our backyards with multiple age groups, but a lot of us have swimming pools or water in the backyard. We just need to make sure that, you know, we have some rules around celebration on who's supervising the children. And if there is a pool, you know, what are the rules around use of that pool? I've been to numerous houses that have rules where the children know they can't go into the pool area unless there's an adult sitting on that specific seat wearing that specific hat. So it's really making sure that someone who's probably not partaking in the alcohol beverages is around the pool if the children are going to be in it. The other thing that happens at this time of year is that we travel and we holiday a lot straight after maybe the Christmas period. And we love to holiday next to water bodies, whether it's the ocean or a river or in a resort with a pool. So it's really being really mindful that particularly young children are attracted to the water and that they're supervised well.
And how can people ensure they have a safe celebratory Christmas or holiday season around children during the festive season?
Again, rules around, particularly if we've got pools in the backyard, make sure we want to see children on bikes and skateboards and things, but make sure they've got a safe area to practice and use these and they've been supervised. And, you know, trampolines, make sure that they're great things to have. Just make sure that they've been supervised and we don't have multiple children on one trampoline at the same time. The other thing we have to be really careful of, Maddie, is that little ones particularly watch adults and copy what they do. So just be careful of leaving alcohol around in half-empty bottles or maybe some paracetamol on the day after that we've taken, because little ones will try and copy us, and if they see us put something in their mouth, they will try it. And so we have a bit of a poisoning risk at this time of year too.
And many families take road trips over the summer holidays. Can you tell us about the importance of road safety? You mentioned a little bit about it before, but just to hone it in about taking road trips especially.
Yeah, again, hot cars, it is, we saw yesterday how hot it can get at this time of year, but really knowing that little bodies dehydrate very quickly. So when we do travel, just take a little bit more time doing it. If you can travel in the cooler times of the day, make sure the children, you know, in light clothes, and make sure they're hydrated. But also there's lots of great parks on the way to these places and have some rest stops where people can get out fresh air, play for a while before you drive on, just to make sure everyone keeps cool. And again, just making sure that if we've got little ones and we're travelling, that they're in the right seating arrangements, so they've got the right child restraints for their age, and that using them over this time. And again, we holiday next to water, so we need to be really careful. And we also have fire pits and barbecues and things around when we're holidaying. So just make sure that particularly the little ones are actively supervised when we're all trying to chill out.
So it's making sure to take regular break periods during the road tripping, and as well as making sure kids are in the right seats and have the right safety belts on and things like that. And of course, correct, making sure that aircon's running as well so it doesn't get too overheated. So Scott, lastly, where can parents go for further information and resources?
So all of these things are covered quite heavily on the Kids Act WA website. Also, particularly around water safety, the Royal Life Saving WA website is great for that. But there is other websites like the Healthy WA website from the Department of Health that cover issues like this, and also Injury Matters, which is our injury peak body in WA.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Scott. We appreciate your time.
All right, have a great Christmas. Thank you.
You too. That was CEO of KidSafe WA, Scott Phillips, joining us this morning to discuss how to prevent child injuries over the holiday season. And as Scott said, for more information, you can check out the Healthy WA website, healthywa.wa.gov.au, KidSafe WA at kidsafewa.com.au, or injurymatters.org.au.